Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics, query your minds for questions that require answering, implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down, and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You're listening to episode number 20. That means we've been here for two decades.
20 years. 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So, we're getting pretty old. Yeah. All right. So, with us today, we've got the usual, Matt, Alex, and Nick, and we have Chase again. Say hello. And then there is myself. Yay. I'm Adam. Hi, guys.
Hi, Adam. I'm Nick.
And we were going to have Laura, but she's off doing Laura things. So she said next time. So listeners,
She has a Ramadan barbecue to go to tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way before Ramadan,
it's
too.
Good she's back on the internet, at least. She came this back is. To the web.
So all of you you Laura fans, like, or hey, you the one person who enjoys Laura, don't worry about it. She's coming back.
She'll be back.
It's like she's in town. It's like a relative that's in town, but you don't get to see them, but then they'll stop by on their way out.
And then everybody gets excited. Yay!
Because they usually bring presents. But in this sense, it's presents, the other form of the word. She's going to bring her presents.
That's pretty good.
True dat.
All right, so...
Ovaries.
Oh, man. I had a clever title for our... like what you've been playing section, because that title just sounds ridiculous, but I forgot what it was.
Playing with yourself.
No.
Masturbating.
Yeah.
The masturbating
doing that
section.
Right now.
Oh, guys, you want to hear a great thing for the podcast? Is I got a haircut. Can you guys tell?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it looks good.
It sounds pretty good.
Are you guys like Daredevil? If Daredevil was here, he would be able to hear the sound bouncing off my haircut.
If he can hear Jennifer Garner's face, he can probably hear your haircut.
I love how Daredevil's superpower is being able to see.
I know.
He just sees things and it's green.
That's like if Charles Xavier used his powers to make his legs move.
I know.
His power is he can kick his legs.
Daredevil, kind of like blinded, and then he gained the superpower to see.
Yeah,
right. Uses his body as a puppet.
Why doesn't he do that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If he's such
he has only telepathy, no telekinesis.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Jean Grey could do it.
Jean Grey could do it. So Jean Grey could prop him up like a puppet, but she doesn't.
That's true. But what happens if they get into like a fight? She could just drop him. Well, I thought that he had telekinesis, but it wasn't him who was changing the gravity on Stanley's water hose in the movie.
That's your only reference is X-Men 3, just the Stan Lee stupid cameo.
The best part of that sentence was how long it took me to get it out.
Alright. So, let's go with the tentative title of Fun Time, Happy Time.
I already hate that title. Yeah, that's a retarded title.
Great job, Adam. You suck.
Thanks for making this show even
I'm
more
sorry! God.
You know, you had all this time to prepare and you didn't prepare.
I prepared and then I forgot.
Yeah, prepared and you forgot. Whoops. You wrote a fucking paragraph in the Skype thing. Come on.
I did?
Whatever.
When did that happen? I don't know.
Ruining the illusion. You mean the paragraph, the sheets that we're all looking at because we're sitting across
right
the table
here.
From each other.
Wait.
Sure. The legal pad. The disgusting yellow legal pad with your Jew handwriting.
This paper, here. You can hear it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it, too.
Right. Yeah. Good cover, Nick. Thank you. All right, so Alex,
you mean the cover sheets I made for all of our packets?
Yeah,
thank you.
They're very pretty. Packets are gonna... I like the very detailed calligraphy.
I love that picture of the Zeppelin you put on there.
The picture of Led Zeppelin, the band.
No, the Zeppelin.
Oh, I didn't. I
Zeppelin rules.
Sorry, the connection of us looking at each other kind of cut out, and I couldn't hear exactly what you said.
All right, Alex.
I played, what were we talking about again?
Happy time, fun time.
Shut up, Adam.
It sucks so bad.
I think we did peak at episode 15.
Sexually?
No, we're not to that part yet.
I know, you're ruining everything tonight. Go back to your silent drinking and mutterings.
Okay, I've been playing Phantom Hourglass and Contra 3.
Cool.
Awesome.
Alien
what do you think?
Wars. Of what?
Of the games.
No, just what are you thinking about right now?
So, Phantom Hourglass is good so far, still.
Okay.
And Contra 3 is, as always, a great game. All the dogs
are you playing
have,
that on Virtual
face.
Console?
I'm playing that illegally.
No, you're not. Don't say that.
Sure,
say
legally.
That.
By legal means. In my brain. off
am
of
I
my computer.
The,
that's pretty handy. How do you do that?
I imagine. First I watch some porn. And then I take my pants off.
Uh-huh.
This
and
is
then
going
I
too
realize,
far. This is going too far.
Okay. And then I imagine like Contra 3 Alien Wars.
So, let me get this straight. It's you and some other guy with your shirts off masturbating with each other.
Yeah.
No,
sticks.
No, that's gay porn. That's gay porn.
You said you looked at the porn, right?
I looked at porn to get me riled up.
I assumed it was gay porn.
No. So it gets me to get my shirt off and get me pumped up.
So is it you and 30 mans, and you guys are all putting
in
your Konami codes?
I don't think there's a code for that one. Not for Contra 3. In Contra,
well, who cares? That game's old. It's for losers and babies.
Fuck you.
Old babies.
Old babies.
I saw another old baby. I don't think I told that story, but I've seen these kids. They look like old babies.
You said old babies before.
Okay, they look
were
like
you watching,
buttons.
Were but you I saw, watching Akira?
No, but I saw an old baby today at work.
I think old babies is the sequel to Old Dogs.
No. I thought you said Wild Hogs. The sequel to that one is Child Hogs.
Child Hogs and Old Babies.
It's kids on motorcycles.
Are you sure those kids don't have like a disease like progeria?
No, well, they're stupid and ugly and annoying to look at. So,
well, I mean, maybe. And people with progeria sort of look that way. So, I mean, you know, they might be dying.
I don't. Well, yeah, sure. Maybe.
Hey, think about this. Everyone's dying.
Oh.
Just got deep in here.
Where do you get that shit from? Fortune cookie?
Yeah.
That's pretty morbid. You're dying. Cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, I would never eat there again.
That shit's technically not even true. I mean, there's all the biological... Never mind. Okay, let's go on.
Let's hear it from the scientist. No, let's not.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. At work for the past week, I've been...
You've been playing some solitaire?
I've been going on virtualnes.com, playing some old NES classics.
Good.
Playing a lot of Mario Brothers 3. Realizing how much Mario Brothers 2 sucks so bad.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm sorry. That game is terrible.
You mean the one with the gypsies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gypsies.
Wasn't that one just... Didn't they just add Mario to that? Or was it a different game? They just added
and,
Mario to it. I was playing a little bit of Contra. That game is hard and not really fun.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I played this game called... I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a shoot-em-up.
Oh, shoot-em-up, the tie-in game.
That was one of the most fun ones I played.
Did you play as Clive Owen?
I was playing Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario. All the NES classics. Army of Two. Where you can play as two guys at the same time. It was one of the first games to innovate that. So
why didn't they make Army
of
3?
It was the second, remember, because Pong was the first.
That's what I was asking, but I think they didn't make Army of 3 because it's impossible to have three players at the same time. Yeah. On one con.
That's
like,
true.
On one.
Right. Maybe when the technology is good.
Right. Is that right, it? So Nick.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about what? Just kidding.
You guys are being difficult.
I knew what you were talking about, Adam.
I know you knew what I was talking
about. See, the joke in that was that I knew what you were saying, but I decided to be like, what?
Was it a joke, Nick? Was it really? I don't think it was.
Well, okay, I'll answer. Okay. I've been playing... Matt is simulating sex with a quarter-inch cable. Sorry.
I said it looks like a couple of faggots because Kyle was putting the two ends of a cable together. And
oh, yeah,
both
we
male
didn't say.
Ends.
Our good friend Kyle Daniels is sitting in and listening. He's experienced the podcast live. So, jealous listeners?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a pre-tape.
I have been playing Little Big Planet some more. I beat the game. It was awesome. And the second to last level, Kyle Daniels can attest to this.
Spoilers!
No. It's not a spoiler. It was really hard, and it took us about an hour to beat that
level.
That's
fantastic.
It was awesome, though. It was so much fun. It's just because I suck at video games, and I bet a bunch of the listeners are like, the game's not that hard, but it was for me.
Which game?
Baby Trig Planet.
Oh, Baby Trig Planet. I found out, so Sarah Palin's sons, Trig is a retard, and then Track... has, I think, a more retarded name. Track. And then Bristol's son is Trip.
Yeah.
What? Why? Why? That should be illegal to name your kids such stupid names.
Well, I think they assume that all the kids are going to have some sort of retardation. So they decide, let's just give them retarded names.
Track.
Her name's Bristol. I mean, that's one of the most unattractive words in the English language.
Bristol, at least that's a word.
Yeah, it is
a
word.
Track is... I guess Tracks a word too, a but word. A, not a name. Not a name of something.
It's
and
like they gave
trig?
Up. Is that
trigonometry?
Trigonomical. I think it's an abbreviation to the word trigger.
But it's got two G's, doesn't it?
Trigger. Yeah,
but sometimes... And Trip has two P's.
I know somebody named Trip.
He's a fucking
I've been playing Name Your Baby, DS, the Sarah Palin game, where you spit out a ton of babies and you have to give them the stupidest name. And
what would you give that game on a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale from 1 to trig, I'd give it a track. A track 0.5.
It sounds good.
3 out of 5 trips.
Yeah. Little Big Planet, I've been playing Metroid 1. Or not Good. Metroid 1, Metroid Prime 1. I like to add numbers to games that didn't originally have numbers. So, Army of 25.
Right.
Just throw in a 5.
No, that'd be Army of 2-5.
Well, no, you were they're really close together.
Andy 5.
Oh, is,
so, Andy is it five. Final Fantasy 110 or 102?
No, it's Disidesia. Final Fantasy Disidesia.
There you go.
Tactics.
Sephiroth.
Advanced.
But that's it for me. Let's All right. keep this thing moving.
Chase.
Yo.
What have you been playing?
Oh, no, you, have to act, you have to act confused. It's funny.
playing some confused. Final Fantasy VIII and Pokemon Snap.
Cool, cool.
Awesome. Damn, that's cool.
You were telling me earlier you got a little something at a local store.
Yeah, I got a 64
That sounds so
again.
Sketchy.
A, a local video game store. How about that? Okay. That's a little better. Yeah.
A little something in the video game store.
Yeah.
No.
It's Custer's last stand.
Is Planned Parenthood a store?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
There's always a, like, on Black...
I left a little something at that store.
On, they now have I'm their own... Baby. Planned Parenthood has their own version of Black Friday after New Year's on New Year's Day. So there's people lined up.
Black people mostly, because yeah. those are the highest rate of abortions.
No, it's not a...
Oh, my God.
You don't have... you don't just, like, I think I might be pregnant. Let's just go get my inside scrambled.
Why
you
are
go,
we talking about
you
this?
You go buy that pill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Listeners,
no, I'm just saying that black people have a lot of abortions.
For this ridiculousness.
It's true. Do you know any black people?
No.
Abortion City.
No, Abortion City is in Connecticut. It's the majority is Asian.
Yeah,
but that's got nothing to do with abortion.
I had a black friend that was from Abortion City. Oh. And he died. He's killed by an abortion.
Good thing Matt thought that was so funny.
He couldn't even say it with a straight face. He couldn't finish his goddamn sentence.
No, but you guys didn't see his face. He had this look.
No, we
of...
did see his face.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm talking to the listeners, Adam. Of course, you guys saw it.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I thought it up in the middle of saying what
I know.
Was
the look
saying.
On his face was quizzical until he said abortion, and then he hit like Eureka.
All right. So, Chase, continue.
I was done.
You were done?
Oh, we're wait, one it... thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a 64. That's what it is.
Okay.
Because I haven't had one for a few years.
Is it a regular 64, or is it one of the clear ones that they had towards the end of their lives?
No, it's a totally legit, normal gray one.
Cool.
I didn't really want the clear purple one. Mm-hmm. I had the clear purple Game Boy Color, but that was, like, I think the only other color opposed to,
I had
like,
that
regular
one too.
Purple.
I
yeah,
had that one.
So it was okay.
For Christmas one year, my parents got my sister and I Game Boys and games, and I right. wanted, it was the year of Pokemon Yellow, and I wanted that really bad, but they were all sold out, and the only way you could get it was to buy the Pokemon Game Boy bundle, and yep. I did not want the Pokemon Game Boy because I thought it was lame.
Yeah, it's like, it was yellow, it had like a green button and a red button, right?
And it had a Pokeball right over the power light, so
right.
they switched them. So my sister got a Pokemon-themed Game Boy with, like, some, like, Barbie's Horse Adventure game. And then I got Pokemon Yellow in a box with a purple. Yeah.
Score, man.
I'm done with that story. Let's keep going.
Sounds like you had a great childhood.
Good stuff. All right, so, oh, Chase.
Yeah.
You also, we played some new Super Mario Bros. Wii.
We did.
Yeah, and so that was your first time, right?
It was.
And oh. how did you
did
like
he,
it?
Did he bleed?
I liked it a lot.
He was a new Super Mario Brothers Wii virgin.
Did
no,
he bleed? Did he bleed?
Yeah, a little
I gotta know.
Pop.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll enjoy it more the second time.
Yeah, the Mario cherry is gone.
It was probably a little painful that time, but don't worry.
It was alright.
Next time you'll have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another term like having a stroke. Having a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
so
I just mimed a finger blast.
Oh, fantastic!
Wait, isn't that where you hold your finger out like a gun, like a laser gun? You go, pew pew pew. Finger blast you. Pew pew. You're dead.
Finger
and
blasted.
Silence.
Silence. Yeah. So Chase and I played a little bit of that. I'm attempting to replay all the Zeldas right now, so I beat the original Legend of Zelda over the break, and I'm working on Adventure of Link right now.
How far are you
right
into
now.
It right now?
Boo.
I think I told you last week I was at the second dungeon, and I'm still there because I haven't really played it that much, but...
It's going downhill that quickly, huh?
No, it's just I haven't had time to play.
Uh-huh.
Which leads me to say that I have not been playing Brawl, ladies and gentlemen.
That's 2 weeks in a row, huh?
I know. No. I know.
Yeah, that's like fucking withdrawal for
it's,
you.
It's getting bad. I don't know. It's... I don't know. It's just a time in my life. It's,
he's starting to look pretty crazy.
I know.
Is the beard, like,
it's
getting
the beard.
Frazzled?
Yeah, it's getting pretty wild.
My beard is especially long today.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, from like this side of the table, I couldn't tell if you had a beard or not. Yeah.
I'm actually planning on shaving it tomorrow.
No!
No!
Oh my god!
You should have a contest. No. Shave it into an envelope, and whoever emails us the best fan art, you'll send them your beard.
Just send it to Laura.
Yeah, just send it to Laura.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm having my birthday party tomorrow, and so I asked some of my friends who are coming over to shave it into, like, designs. So I'm going to see what that turns into.
Hopefully. Adam, how long is your beard?
It's going to be a penis.
Before you shave?
I'm putting a ban on penis face.
Adam.
Yeah.
Take a picture before you shave your beard.
Oh, definitely.
Do you think it's as long as mine?
I'm sure it's longer than yours. This is the longest it's ever been.
But Matt's got
it's
a good almost 2 inches off the chin.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe it's about the same size.
How long have you been growing
weird red hairs?
It's been since September or the August.
Yeah,
September.
That's probably how long I've been growing it too. That's weird.
Get food caught up in your beard.
We're weird
all the time.
Buddies.
It's so bad.
Oh, I got syrup on my beard today. And it was really gross.
That's terrible.
I had to wash my beard in the kitchen
sink.
Hey,
is this the Zelda Working Beard title beard cast? No, I didn't think so.
What kind of shampoo do you use to wash your beards?
Oh, you know, I use...
I use Head & Shoulders.
Dove.
I don't want beard dandruff.
I just switched to L'Oreal, you know, get that smooth, soft feel.
Do you ever use your beard to, like, Brillo off the shit on your, like, your stoves? Like a
Brillo pad? But, you know, since I am an artist, you know, I dip my beard in some paint and, you know, make
paintings
with it.
Do you use your beard as a loofah for your family? Like, you just squirt in some body gel and...
Do you just leave your head through a hole in the wall?
What?
Why are you laughing?
That's creepy. Just in the shower? Just his head is always in the shower?
To use as the loofah.
I thought you were making some weird glory hole reference.
Right? Yeah,
I wasn't sure what was happening.
It's not like everything only has one use.
Every loofah? Or every beard?
Every mouth.
Oh, every mouth.
It'd be like a loofah. Can you imagine, like, it's Adam's mom taking a shower?
That's something I meant to mention. My parents do listen to this podcast.
No!
Although I'm sure they're laughing their heads off.
I can't wait to meet your parents. I'm going to go...
Because they're loving parents.
What did I say to your parents about your parents?
You were revealing your sexual secrets.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did they enjoy my dick whips joke back in podcast 14?
30 lashes.
Oh, I don't know.
30 lashes from the dick whip.
That was probably my favorite.
Okay, guys, we're almost at, like, 30 minutes. Let's move on.
Sorry.
Just a little bit. All right, Adam's News Hour. New gaming releases, PS3, well, I said this already, Army of Two, 40th Day came out for PS3, 360 PS3.
Two players.
Phoenix Wright came out last time, and there is a game, this was interesting, for PC called VVVVVV.
That's
no idea
not
what
interesting
it is.
At all, because you can't say it.
It's called
VVVVV. Are you sure it's not just called
VVVV? 5V?
That's too many V's, Nick. Way
too
many.
Is that the fifth sequel to V for Vendetta?
Yes.
V V V V V V V V V V Vendetta.
I'm pretty sure it's V V V V V V V.
What is it? What do you do in this game?
I have no idea. It's for PC.
Why didn't you look that up?
I assume all you do is, you know, you type V six times and you win. and that's the game.
No, well, six times is too many.
Is it from the same developer of Rapeley? That rape simulator
yes.
game?
Yes,
it says,
yes.
It says that it's made by Terry Cavanaugh. The name sounds...
Oh, Terry Gilliam. Well, I think you're thinking of Christine Cavanaugh.
From Rugrats?
From Rugrats, the voice of Chucky.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I'm... Okay,
that's
so
weird.
Terry Cavanaugh,
I can just picture in the opening credits, that's how I knew who that was.
Yeah. I remember because there was that whole thing on Nickelodeon where they're doing behind the scenes of All Real
it's
Monsters.
It's a Rugrats. It's a Rugrats rap.
That's not what I was
oh
saying.
Oh my god! I was devastated. I was devastated when I found out all the babies were female voice actors.
Why were you devastated?
Why were you devastated? That's weird.
Because this concept had
you
not
thought that
even
they were actually talking
that
babies that were in a sound booth.
What do you mean Tommy Pickles is a girl?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
want to see that.
No, way. She's awesome, though. Elizabeth Daly or whatever.
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
Like a singer in the 80s.
And she's the voice of Homer Simpson.
And her most important role, Dottie in Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I was watching that movie and I was like, wait a sec.
Oh, and she played David Cross in his stand-up special.
Oh, we got to go to Zoo tomorrow.
All right, so... One more game, Star Wars Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition came out for
Season
Mac.
Sorry, it's right on right now.
Oh, let's see. Upcoming games, January 26th, we've got Concept. Mass Effect 2 for 360.
Yeah.
Mag for PS3, Tatsunoko vs. Capcom Ultimate All-Stars for Wii, and Mass Effect 2 for PC as well.
I got a question. January so is anybody going to actually pick up Tatsunoko vs. Street Fighter?
I really want... I do want to play that really
because Frank West is in it.
No, it I just want to play because really it looks cool.
I want to play it as
But is
Jack
it supposed
West,
to be like Street Fighter? Is it supposed to be like Street Fighter, like Marvel vs. Capcom 2
no,
kind of thing?
No, it's, yeah, it's like, the, it's like yeah, all yeah. the Marvel vs. Capcoms, but it's Tatsunoko.
Tatsunoko instead of
And it's only
Marvel.
Coming out for Wii. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good, too. Like, the graphics are pretty good, and...
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good. The graphics are pretty good.
No, I mean, well, I mean, on the whole, it looks good. The graphics look pretty good. The gameplay, there's some of that in there. You got music, sound design, directions.
So if you're Daredevil.
The souls. If you're Daredevil, you couldn't see that game.
Yeah, the game
would... You would see
no...
the TV, you wouldn't see the game. That's Daredevil.
Well, I don't know. You could see maybe, you know, the hear the electronic
yeah,
bouncing off of the pixels.
It depends if whether or not it's raining.
It's raining.
Because when it's raining, you can
you
see
can
everything.
You can feel the photons coming
so, wait,
out off the screen.
The only game that Daredevil can play is Heavy Rain.
Yeah. Yep. Which comes out when?
Scrolling down.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's not on here. It's... Oh, wait. February 28th.
There it is.
Yay. Yeah.
It comes out on Valentine's Day.
There is... Oh, the pink Wiimotes are coming out Valentine's Day.
Are they coming out on Valentine's Day or in February?
I think so. No, I think it's February 14th.
Who's going to be my Valentine? Get me a present.
There you go, listeners. Get us some pink Wiimotes for Valentine's
yeah.
Day.
No, get me some pink Wiimotes.
Send a little pink
to this
thing.
I was voted sexiest man alive, sexiest podcaster alive.
We know this, Matt. We've already been over this. Come on.
Sexy Podcast Awards.
Old news. January 28th, No More Heroes 2 Desperate Struggle for Wii. February 2nd is Star Trek Online for PC. February 9th is Bioshock 2 for 360, PS3, and PC. February 16th is Red Steel 2 for Wii. February 22nd is Endless Ocean Blue World for Wii. February 28th is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell. I always have trouble with that. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Conviction for 360 and PS3. And February 28th is Heavy Rain for PS3. So, gaming news. I'm still rebuilding my computer from its reformat. So
how is that
gonna...
news? Why does anybody care that you're building,
well,
rebuilding
you
your computer?
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I just have articles pulled up that I'm going to briefly read from. Star Trek Online boldly enters open beta. Beta. Okay, great. Here's something. Reggie dates the next Wii Zelda. For when
Whoa.
It's perfect.
Wait, he's dating Zelda?
He's
so he's like that
level.
Guy who
no, the next,
married
the next Wii
going steady.
Zelda. Not just, you know, there's a lot of Zeldas, but the next Wii Zelda is the one he's dating.
Oh wow, is he like gonna buy a dinner
if,
movie?
If he were if he were dating, you know, Spirit Track Zelda, that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, she's like
one
eight.
She's a ghost, and one because she's kind of young.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Continue with the real story.
Yeah, so... who was it? Was it Aonuma or Iwata who said that Zelda would be coming out this year?
It was one of those guys.
You guys remember? Okay, well, one of them said that it would be coming, I think, 365 days, and he said that, like, one of the first few days of January. So now everybody's thinking that Zelda is coming in 2010. But Reggie comes and says it'll be out when it's ready. Which, you know, that's their philosophy anyways. But now people are saying, oh, maybe it's coming out in 2011. Maybe it's not this year.
What does it matter if we know when it's coming out? Why?
I don't know.
Why does it matter that Reggie... Why does anybody ever listen to Reggie?
Because Reggie kicks ass and takes
No, he
names.
Doesn't.
That's
He's annoying.
Why.
I want him to get fired. Go back to pizza, you faggot.
Oh, my God. You are going to get murdered by Reggie.
He's so... he's annoying.
Get his autograph when he comes by to kill you.
He's one of those people who annoys me that he has anything to do with the video game industry. I don't
Not
like
worse
him.
You know,
than...
Jade Raymond, Ubisoft.
Oh, man.
Boobisoft.
Oh, she's got boobs. She's a girl.
Wait, what's
I like
her name?
It.
And...
And Cammy, she likes skiing. We Ski, starring Cammy. And
breaks her arm.
Features
That's
nine stories about skiing. Ten
right,
secret
so,
spoiler bonus bonus story.
Iwata had a recent interview where he was talking about a possible next DS, or like the successor to the DS, or next handheld system, whatever it's going to be. And he was quoted as saying that it will have highly detailed graphics and will be necessary to have a sensor bar with the ability to read the movements of people playing. However, people have been saying that that was a misinterpretation, so now nobody knows what to think.
That always
so,
happens.
I'm sure there's translation problems all the time.
Yeah.
So,
so that's the news about that.
There was, there was an interview today where nobody has any idea what was said. They think it could be about video games or something. Honestly, I can't tell one chink apart
we
from the other,
know.
So it could have been just some homeless guy I was talking to.
Gosh.
Right.
So racist.
Okay, so Tekken 6 is going to get online co-op. It's pretty cool. Nintendo trademarked Wii Relax in the U.S., so maybe that's going to be the game that comes with the Vitality Sensor.
Wii Chill. We kick back.
Everybody's making games for Natal. Oh, Netflix comes to Wii. Good news. Of course, it's not going to be in HD.
And in third place.
Yeah. It also requires a disc, like the PS3, and it's going to be a minimum subscription of $9 per month. But at least you get to finally watch movies on your Wii, so that's, you know...
That
a step in the right
cool.
direction,
it's be...
even if it's 3 years too late.
They couldn't make a Netflix channel. It seems like it's not that difficult for that to be a cool idea.
I have a feeling, though, I mean, and you're going to get to the NPD numbers soon, but it's such a huge...
Hey, guys, remember when the second generation of Wii's is supposed to have a DVD player built in? Remember that, guys?
Oh, you mean the Wii HD?
That's what the Wii HD...
Oh, that doesn't exist. Reggie confirms no more pizzas on the Wii. Came and confirms I hurt my wrist skiing.
Domino's
DS.
Channel.
What else? The next Assassin's Creed is going to have multiplayer. Online multiplayer. Ooh.
Wait, the next. Did you say Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
That game just came out.
That would be awesome if they were just like if everyone was just assassins running around trying to assassinate each other at the same time. Just a group of assassins all trying to sneak up on each other.
Assassin's
City. Oh, here's some good news. Did you guys
the entire
see...
city of assassins?
Assassins.
Did you guys see the character reveals on Needle Mouse?
I didn't.
Needle Mouse.
Well, let me tell you about it. Project Needle Mouse is the.
Oh yeah.
Code name for the new Sonic game. So they had a bunch of characters up on their website, and I think what they're doing is every day they're taking away one name. And I think Chase and I were talking about this. The name Sonic is in the middle, in front of like a silhouette version of Sonic in the ring and wings and like that whole icon. And so what we think
Why
is going to happen is
Why does anybody care?
This,
That's what
because
they said.
Sonic is awesome. Shut up.
They're finally going to do it. They're going to release a good game finally.
After 15 years of making bad games, why do people think they're ever going to make a good game anymore?
Don't because Sonic is awesome. Too. Shut up.
Sonic is terrible.
Oh my god, shut up.
He's a terrible character that happened to star in three good games. Three games.
He likes chili dogs.
He does like chili dogs. I like chili dogs.
Sonic is a retarded character. Anyone who likes him is a big stupid retard. Go play.
You are a big stupid retard. Don't you ever insult me.
Trip track.
I will murder you.
Trip track. Adam, train, you,
tug.
Adam, did you look at? Did you see the newest article though?
No.
From today.
Tiff.
That I believe is over. It is only Tap. Sonic. They have eliminated all but Sonic. Yeah.
Snap. Okay, Tim. So here's what happens.
Yeah,
they
continue.
Had a bunch
Matt
of names.
Star.
Up on the,
Matt, stop.
They had a bunch of names up on the website. They had like Chip Shadow, Big the Cat to Call, just a bunch of different characters.
Oh, great. They bring back the Sonic best games. Character.
Oh, my Rude. God. They're not. They, shut up. And so what they were doing is they took a name away every day, and Sonic was in the middle. So now, apparently, what they've done is they've taken all the names away except for Sonic. The point being that Sonic is going to be the only playable character, which is a good thing.
That so the, all this hype, just so
yeah,
that
the,
you find
the,
out
the
that
problem
Sonic...
With the...
Wow, innovations, guys.
They're basically saying that they're not making, you know, this particular mistake again.
Yeah, but the, right. the stupid characters were like 1/80th of the problem with those shitty games.
Well,
the problem was really
I'm
bad game
sure
design.
That, I mean, I don't know that there's news about it, really, but I mean, I think the idea is that it's essentially just going to be a 2D or maybe 2.5D Sonic game. Just like
they already
the
tried that.
So that
was terrible.
That is admitting defeat
like,
right there. Hey, guys,
well,
remember
true,
how
but...
me and Mario were competing? He can do 3D, I can't. Sorry, we're going back.
Right.
Sorry, guys, we failed you.
Well,
what is
I mean,
it?
You know,
seven games down. We'll make one... That it's exactly
it's okay
what we were making in the 90s,
Mario
and
you'll
like it.
Sonic are friends now. You know, they're skiing
right.
together in the Olympics.
They're not
the
friends.
Olympics.
They're competing in the Olympics. That's the true showdown.
They're rivals. They're rivals. They're not enemies anymore.
Yeah,
right.
when did you
they're
ever...
They're more friendly than they are now.
When did you ever see good buddies figure skating against
George
each
Bush
other?
George Bush and Bill
it
Clinton
never happens.
Do, or something.
You think that Michelle Kwan and Christy
sure,
Yamaguchi are
sure.
best
I mean,
buddies?
Be,
nah,
those
way.
Are two different people.
Those are two different people? I thought she just took a new name after a while. All Asian people look
she
the same.
She took Scott Hamilton.
She took some stem cells and like regressed.
Oh, I'm a scientist. Stem cells.
Yeah, right. Kill some more babies for those stem cells. Why don't you?
I'd love to. They taste so delicious.
Speaking of which, never forget Matt's friend who died of abortions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of Asians or retards, Alex, watch out. You're at risk. If you get too chubby, if you're Asian and you get chubby, you might look retarded.
No, I'll look like fucking Buddha. I'll look like... I know
it's
what it
really
looks
hard.
Like.
I was at Disneyland.
I've seen my brother.
I was at Disneyland and I saw a chubby Asian guy and I couldn't. I didn't know if he was retarded or not until he started talking.
Then did you know? Or was he talking about science?
I don't know. I still wasn't sure.
Was it Alex?
Yeah, it was. It was his cousin. And we did it.
Alex, do you spend most of your time in the Toontown jail?
Do I
with the rubber bars?
Anywhere?
Never mind.
No, it was on the train.
Let's continue
it's on the
this.
Disneyland
this
train.
Is, this is a stupid story.
This is a great story about Asian retards.
So last week, there was news about mature games not coming to Wii, but now we think there's going to be another Mad World. So that's
yes.
Some more contradictory news. Good news, but... Let's see. Risk is coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, no
that's
way. My favorite
cool.
game.
More Sonic news. Sonic Adventure is supposed to be the next... DLC game for PSN and XBLA.
Speaking of Sonic, Project
Second
Needle Mouse, guys,
game.
They were doing this thing online where they had all a bunch of different Sonic characters.
Project Niedermeyer online.
Project Niedermeyer?
Yeah, they had...
Denzel Washingberg.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even... Sonic is terrible, guys. Seriously, it's going to be terrible. Not
you
be
guys are just bad people. Halo Reach boasts new tech, bigger battles.
Bitter battles.
Okay.
Oh, that's
butter battle.
Butter Battles. That's the new game type. It's new game type revealed.
Butter Battles. You get a butter gun, and you shoot.
So
butter.
I have that book. It's animated. I have it on VHS, and every time I used to watch it as a kid, I always had to have butter and bread.
What's Butter Battles? I've never even heard
of
it.
Yeah, you are from Florida, aren't you?
I guess. Let's see.
How does it feel to be old and Mexican?
Cuban.
No, it's the same thing.
No, because Mexicans.
We have a problem with them being little kids and coming over.
Mexicans are too lazy to swim that far.
No, oh, that's why they established their country on our borders.
Yep.
Moving on.
Spider-Man Mexicans 4 are 25%
is no more because Sam Raimi dropped out of it.
Are you saying that because...
Oh my god, I'm just going to keep talking and I'm going to mute you guys. So Sam Raimi dropped off of Spider-Man 4. So now people think that the WoW movie, or not, I guess it's not WoW, the Warcraft movie is going to be coming quicker because he's supposedly working on that. So that could be big news. That I don't know. Personally, I don't care because WoW is the devil.
Yeah, I want to see. Well, it's not WoW. It's not like he's making a movie about
Warcraft.
It's not going to be.
Do you think everybody on World of Warcraft is like, oh man, Sam Raimi's going to choose my account and he's going to make the movie about me?
No, but Chase, why don't you tell him about. Was it your idea or was it Will's idea?
I get Chase and Will I am confused as well.
What did I say?
Will is the dead one. About giving something away.
Huh?
I'll just say,
Chase doesn't remember.
One of them came up with a suggestion of giving out like a free Warcraft or WoW.
Oh
item.
Yeah, it was your friend Will. Sorry. So you had to prompt me a little more than that.
Well, I thought it was you. I guess not. Okay. Yeah. So when you go to the movie, you get a free item, like a rare item that you can't get in game,
exclusive gear that appears in the movie,
and that would just like explode sales even more. Yeah. So than they're gonna
even say that. People are gonna listen to this, and that's gonna become a regular thing.
Well,
they're gonna have
more power to them.
They're gonna be like GameStop, and they're gonna be like, pre-purchase your movie ticket, and you get to see the first 25 minutes. Everybody else has to sit in the lobby.
Let's see. Xbox Live officially heading for mobile phones. That's kind of
helpful.
What? That's the stupid. Oh, good. I can look at my achievements on my phone.
Hey guys, check out my achievements.
Check out my hey guys, check out my achievements. I got some.
Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver is going to come out March 14th. That's good news.
Wait,
that's Pi Day. It's coming out on Pi Day. That's fantastic.
That's the anniversary. It's the 1 month anniversary of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Never forget.
My pink Wii remote will be a month old by that point.
214, never forget.
I'll have to get it a never forget card.
My pink remote.
Yeah, wait, making the Wiimote pink is probably a mistake.
Why?
The Wii remotes are already phallus-like and people make jokes.
Well, look, like getting a black Wiimote is not, little... not offensive.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
It's bigger. it's better. Well, it is girthier.
It doesn't come built in with a Wii Motion Plus, but it should.
It comes packaged with it, and it's together when you pull it out of the box. So yeah, when I pulled it out, it was longer.
when you whipped it out?
Yeah, I whipped it out.
Cool whip.
Why are you saying it that way?
What way?
Hey guys, I've seen.
Oh my god!
I've seen
you,
movies too.
Which movie?
Hot Rod. Oh my god, so funny.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. The movie.
We're gonna have some hot dogs.
Hot dogs
tomorrow.
Are gonna be playable on March 14th.
No way.
Along with your Pokemon games. I have a question about those Pokemon games.
Go for it.
Why do they keep remaking Pokemon games on the DS and handheld systems when they have yet to make one on a console, which would be like one of the highest selling games ever if they did it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there was a few things about that. It seems to me, like, from what I've gathered, is that.
Kyle said he'd buy a Wii for it. Hold on. Stop the presses.
Pizza presses.
Kyle said he'd buy a Wii.
I say that at work.
For a Pokemon game?
For one Wii game? Pokemon game. Yeah, and then he's
selling
like
a Pokemon RPG on a console.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Nintendo.
Okay, what were your retarded reasons for why they haven't done that, Adam?
It seems to me that they just don't want to, you know, change the formula because they're doing so well.
They don't need to change the formula. They just need to do better
graphics. There have been like a few people who've gone up to them and like asked them about a Pokemon MMO and they've turned them down because they don't want to do something like that. They just want to keep.
Whoa, an MMO would be awesome.
I know.
I'd play it.
It would.
That game is, that story and game is made for MMOs.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Screw
you,
Pokemon.
I don't know if Nintendo really want to put the investment into making the servers and all that for an MMO.
That's true. If they,
it's a lot of work for them.
It would make so much money, though.
Nintendo's not the type of company that would do something like that. They really.
You don't get to have usernames either. You have to have your Wii numbers.
Like I think they try steering away from as much online stuff as possible, just because it's easier for their general consumers.
It's
because
all the kids are going to get raped. The kids are going to get raped.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I don't think selling almost 4 million Wiis in a month is.
Oh yeah,
left left in the dust. So they're doing something right.
If they want to sell some more Wiis to people who actually care about video games, they'll make them mature and edgy.
Pokemon?
Pretty much all my friends that bought Wiis like when they first came out have sold or got rid of them.
Guys, but here's the thing: in the new Pokemon, dark and edgy, permadeath. Once your Pokemon dies, it's dead for real, and you have to have a funeral for it. And
it comes out of your pocket.
You have to dig a grave for it in real time
with Bill Maher.
Like while you're,
if I remember correctly, that's what happens in the Mystery Dungeon games: is that once you lose a Pokemon, you lose it for good.
Oh man!
But it's not like. What, you know, it's brutally murdered. Yeah. So MPD numbers. Let's see. Video game hardware. Oh my god, I can't.
Hard
talk whales. Video game hardware sales, December 2009. Wii, 3.8 million. Nintendo DS. Oh, before this. Let's see.
No more news.
So,
Adam, this is riveting. I'm bored to death.
No more news.
The most units of a single game machine console sold in a single month was a DS of 3.04 million in December 2008. So the Wii and the DS broke that in December. The Wii sold 3.8 million, the DS sold 3.3 million, and runners-up were PS3 with 1.36 million, Xbox 360 with 1.3 million.
I was that 0.6.
So, you didn't buy it in December.
Man,
yeah, no,
got a lot of games. And then Nintendo got 6 places on the top 10 games of December.
I thought they got 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
New Super Mario Brothers, of course, was number 1. Wii Fit Plus, Wii Sports Resort, then Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2 for 360, and then PS3. Wii Play, Mario Kart, Assassin's Creed 2 for 360.
Wii Play
Left
is
Dead.
Still selling?
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's because people are buying Wii remotes with it, right? That's why they're doing it.
And it's a fun mini game compilation
it's
that
not
the whole
even,
family enjoys.
There's like 2 fun games in that.
No, there's 10 fun games.
There's not even
to enjoy.
There's not even 10 games. There's like 5, right?
There's
let's go over
one,
this.
Fishing, I don't know. Maybe like
fishing
8?
Sucks. The one where you have to change your me into a certain pose is really horrible.
The cow racing is retarded.
That one's terrible. The tank game is pretty fun.
Chicken
yeah, the tank
is cool.
Good. The
the
ice hockey is good.
Chicken racing? Is this chicken racing?
Yeah, cow racing.
Chocobo racing?
There's just every barnyard animal. Barnyard with Kevin James tie-in game.
What's the other one? I don't know. There's one game that everybody plays on that one.
Is it the bubble one or the memory one?
No, because the bubble one sucks too. That game is horrible.
That game sucks.
That is.
But you get a free remote with it.
That is shovelware.
By Nintendo.
By Nintendo.
Yeah.
They set the bar real high with that one.
I don't think Nintendo made it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
I think they just published it.
What?
Yeah, it's because the Miis have arms in the.
Almost.
So it's kind of weird.
Right.
I think Matt's right.
Really?
Just continue. I'll tell
you. Keep going.
Main discussion.
I'll tell
we're going to talk about later. Games we're looking forward to this year.
Yeah. We play too.
We'll keep this short.
Well.
Oh no. Nintendo
okay. So
did.
Name a few games and then talk a little bit about them. Who wants to go first?
I'll kick this one off with the game.
Do it.
Heavy Rain.
Thank you.
I'm not excited for it. Next game. Just kidding. I'm really excited for that game. It looks fun.
Good.
It doesn't look... It looks like a game that's going to have almost... I don't know. Because the story can go anywhere with, like, its replay value, like, I might want to play it because the story can change and different things can happen. But I feel like once I know the ending and the main story, I'm not sure how quick I'm going to be to jump back into that one. But I don't know. We'll see. I haven't even played that game, so... It looks really cool, and it looks crazy and dark.
Is that it?
No.
And edgy. Well, and rated M for mature.
Yeah, there's boobs.
E-nudity, yeah.
There's not just e-nudity. You have to strip in front of a guy who's got a gun pointed at you.
Oh my god, e-stripping. That is fantastic.
Matt is... Here, I'll just... He's unzipping. he's re-zipping. Never mind.
E-zipping.
I made him nervous.
Couldn't maintain.
What else, Nate?
That's all you have to say.
Wait, why I'm excited for Heavy Rain?
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't do the Indigo Prophecy route and then Robot Grandma fights you on a roof. But who knows? Maybe they'll bring that character back. That would be great. No, the game looks cool. It looks like it's well developed, and it looks like the story is going to be really interesting, and I don't know. I'm really excited for that one. And I'm also excited for the other dark thriller game, Alan Wake.
Yes.
So somebody else talk about that.
Okay. Well, are we only allowed to talk about one game?
No, a bunch of different games.
No, yeah.
What games are you excited for?
Me?
Bring them up. Talk about them.
Me?
Yeah.
Alan Wake looks pretty cool. I don't really know much about it. I barely watched anything about it because I just want to be kind of going blind. I really like Remedy.
Blown away.
I like Remedy's games. I love the Max Payne series. Two of my favorite games.
It's my favorite movie.
Especially Max Payne 2 was just like such... It's such a great game. Of course Kyle liked that movie.
Kyle liked Transformers.
Also Mass Effect 2 coming out next month. I'm super psyched for that. Black History Month. I'm definitely going to reprise my character.
Oh, somebody's all British over here.
Bringing him back. I pronounced it the proper way. Bringing my character back. He was a black man in the first game. My evil character.
A horrible looking black man.
Yeah, he's so really horrifying. Really ugly. Not because he's black.
Oh, that reminds me.
One of the reasons.
I missed the game that I've been playing.
What?
I've been playing SOCOM.
Oh, how's your headset working?
Yeah, my headset's working great. Sorry, but I just have to touch on this quickly. Graphics on that game aren't that great, but in-game it's pretty fun. But in the menu system, you look at your characters, and you have like three different voices you can choose from your characters, and then you get like Asian, black, or white to choose from. And the black guy looks so sad, and he looks oppressed. It's weird. Like, all the white guys are so tough, and the black guy looks like he's about to cry. And, sorry, the reason why I brought it up, other than the black guy and the painted-on facial hair that looks really weird, they did the stupidest thing control-wise that I've ever seen. To look down the sights of your gun, you have to hit up on the D-pad. And to zoom in and use your scope, you have to hit up on the D-pad again. And to pull it out back, you have to hit down on the D-pad. So there's like almost no way to move and like set your sights.
That really sucks.
It's annoying. But the game was fun. I played with a bunch of people and it was enjoyable.
Well,
but,
that's good.
But the thing is like the I don't know what I would call blind firing any other game. You still have crosshairs, so you just can't zoom. I don't know. It's annoying, but I got over it.
But back to games that are coming out this year.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know. What are the games coming out this year? Is Beatles Rock Band coming out this year?
Yeah, it is.
Green Day Rock Band. Definitely looking forward to that.
Monkeys Rock Band.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
The Banana Splits Rock Band.
You guys know I like Green Day Rock Band? Because Green Day smoking that weed, you know? You know that?
Sublime Rock Band.
Yeah, any of you guys like smoking weed out there, just email me personally at lilmattycampbells@gmail.com.
How do you spell that?
Weedmail.com.
You know how to spell, you know. Yeah, at weedmail. That's a good one. Weedmail.
Gmail. It's G is green.
Weed mailed that blunts, you know.
weed mailed that blunts.
I don't think you're gonna get any emails.
Nobody's gonna send me email to weedmail.blunts.
Well, you should. Do you have an account set up there?
Yeah,
it exists.
Dot blunts.
Well, here, go to weedmail.blunts right now and see if that exists.
Well, it's too image heavy. I couldn't load it on my browser, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of cool animated GIFs on that site.
Like, you know, all right, Matt, like what Super else? Saiyan power ups.
I honestly don't know what other games are coming out this year.
You know, game I'm excited about. The Secret World.
The Secret.
Yeah.
You had me at The Secret.
Tie-in video game.
I put it on my vision board that's going to be a great game.
Does it have like a menu system that is a vision board?
What?
You guys need to do some research
on
The Secret.
Yeah, you guys don't know about The Secret.
It's this great non-religion.
Yeah, let's just say, here's a classic joke from The Secret. I'm a very, very gay man. Thank you.
We'll
good night.
Everybody listening.
That was my comedy set.
Everybody listening and podcasting along, just look up The Secret when you got some time. You will not. Right. You will not.
More about The Secret World, though.
We're talking about a game called The Secret World.
Secret. Did you say The Secret? Secret tie-in game.
I'm a very, very gay man.
Put it on your vision board.
We mailed up blunts.
I was playing SOCOM the other day, and you got to zoom in all weird.
We're never gonna get
this. Is
to
like
anywhere.
The Memento podcast. It's moving backwards.
Oh yeah.
So
Weed Mail.
Secret World.
The Secret World is an
MMO for 360, and it looks like it's going to be incredible.
I'm chewing.
There have been, I think, Chase, three trailers. Is that right?
What's that?
What is the
game?
Three
trailers for this game.
What is the game about?
You're one of three groups of tribes, I think, and you're basically
fighting.
There's
like three factions. There's like the dragon, the Illuminati, and the Templar.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this a Da Vinci Code tie-in game?
It takes place during the Renaissance.
You can play as the Tom Hankses.
Or the Illuminati. The
Tom Hanksters.
So
Tom Hanksters. Why are you guys so quiet? I feel like I'm the only one talking.
You are the only one talking.
Well, it's because when I stop talking, everybody shuts up and it's weird.
Oh, my God. Okay, so The Secret World.
Yes.
It's an MMO for the 360.
PC, but...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're fighting demons, basically, and you're one of... a member of one of three factions.
Fractions.
Yes.
Watch your future language.
One-third of these fractions. And it just looks like it's going to be fantastic.
Well, I mean, granted, only the cinematics.
Right. We haven't really seen like what the game is going to play like.
This,
but
then there's no game then. You watched some cinematics.
You heard
the cinematics. Look.
You heard Illuminati, and like, oh my god, I gotta play this game.
There you go.
Are they coming out with a Paris Hilton movie called The Illuminati? The Illuminati.
Did nobody else get that joke?
No, we got it. It just was terrible.
It was great. Because she was in that movie called The Hottie and the Naughty.
It was a callback to one of
our
favorite movies.
It was a callback
movie.
To my favorite.
We mailed up once. Just.
All right, Chase, is there anything else?
Like,
no.
We're like 5
just
minutes.
The Secret World?
We're 5 minutes into games we're excited about. And like, are there any other games?
I don't know. What
there's a lot of games, guys. Come on.
Mario Galaxy 2.
Thank you.
Zelda.
New Zelda.
New Zelda would be great.
There you go.
No, you heard it from Reggie.
No new Zeldas ever.
No new Zeldas, and you only get it if you order an extra large one topping supreme pizza. One topping supreme pizza.
Left 4 Dead 3. Yeah. You know, eventually they're going to run out of digits for the hand. It's just going to be like a little
thread. It's going to be a second hand.
It's going to be a bunch of hands.
Left 4 Dead
Mutants
stuff.
And Left 4 Dead 6.
Or just left less 3 dead.
Here's one I don't think any of you are very excited for. Metroid Other M.
I couldn't care less.
Alright.
We'll see.
That's good, Alex.
Let's go with
StarCraft
we'll see,
2. Because I'm Asian.
Oh, yeah.
That's never coming out.
Yeah,
that's
you know what? Okay,
all three
so
of the
I'm
games?
Partly excited for it, and I'm partly not. I'm excited because I like the story in the game, but
and you're excited because you get this, you get to
and
buy
because
three
I'm,
separate
and since
games
I'm Korean and since
game.
I'm
yeah, right.
Korean, I mean like my country wept.
When that's true.
Alex, great story.
I've got my K and H's already for that game.
What's your APM, Alex?
I don't fucking know what that means. But
so
I think that they're really ripping people off, though, because, I mean, it's just, they're just going to...
No shit!
Oh, Diablo 3 is going to come in 17 different
games.
Yeah,
I mean, what the fuck is up with that?
You get a quarter of a
Or you
level.
Get a quarter of your... You get a quarter of a character, and you have to buy four games to be able to get the one character.
But then you got to buy 18 more games to play the game.
Well, apparently, though, in StarCraft 2, you'd have... Each race now, though, is going to be like a complete game.
Yeah, but then you're
Blizzard is going with the Pokemon theme of got to catch them all. If you don't have them all, you suck.
Maybe they'll all be $10.
No, but like
just
if the other
did,
games
rip
were
off your,
if
your
the other
rich
games
Indian
were like
neighbors
expansions
with their cards.
Like how Valve makes an Episode 2 and Episode 3, I would understand. But they're supposed to be $60 games a piece. So if you're going to buy one game to play online. And you paid $60 for the full version. I mean, you're paying another $60 for just to play the Zerg, and then playing. Well, you're going to be paying $180 so you can get a full game.
You can pay.
Thing is, though, everybody's going to buy it, like all three of them.
Oh no, that.
Oh, that's why.
That's
okay,
why
so
they
that makes
do
it,
it
okay
because people will buy it.
Yes.
No, it's not okay. It makes it. It makes it shitty.
People
that they're
are going
to
rape women
way.
Anyway. So I mean, just like, why make it illegal? It's not stopping those guys.
And that's why they're heroes.
I guess that's a good comparison.
No, it's not. That's the worst. I actually hate it when people make comparisons like that.
To rape?
Oh, no, the real comparison.
All
the
those people
is,
that are trying to justify rape, I just don't really agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
What's happening is market values... the market is what drives... sales, right? So Sony dropped the PS3 price because nobody was buying it. Well, if nobody buys StarCraft 2,
people aren't that smart
in droves,
and they aren't that organized.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, and I realize that, and that's why gamers are getting shafted, and they have to sort of recognize this.
I think.
Oh, the
a
shaft
lot of
tie-in
do
video
recognize
game. I'm excited for that one.
But a lot of people do recognize it, but, you know, you're not gonna.
Well, no. People whine
right,
about it.
But they don't do anything
They don't really recognize it. What they recognize is they don't like it. What they don't recognize is how to solve the problem. And how to solve the problem...
Buy more Microsoft points.
Driving
buy more Microsoft points. That's
it.
The problem. Or how you solve the problem. Buy some pants for your avatar. That's how you solve it.
Buy a remote control car.
But now I'm a hypocrite because I buy leather jackets from all of my avatars.
You bastard.
I have so many leather jackets in my home closet. Just in case I spill some E mustard on it, I got a backup.
Right. What's that Ico?
Oh,
the game?
Last Guardian.
The Last Guardian.
Is that coming out this year?
What?
Yes, that's one of the reasons why I bought my PS3.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that.
Oh, it is.
I'm thinking about if it comes out, I'm gonna definitely get.
Oh my gosh!
It.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
If it comes out this year, I'm definitely getting a PS3 when that game comes out.
The next Tomb Raider game.
The one big PS3 game.
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh, Operation Mouse of Needles.
Oh yeah, maybe
the Disney's House of Mouse Needles edition.
And what was it? What was the other fucking
The Mickey Mouse mature Mickey Mouse game?
Epic Mickey.
What's No More Heroes 2? I wanted to get new.
Yeah,
and that's coming
Red
out
Steel
really
2
soon,
looks
man.
Good as well.
Oh yeah,
and Ethnic Mickey.
Oh yeah, well that one. Never...
Ethnic.
The first one just sucked.
Yeah,
ass.
But the second one looks
did.
Awesome.
They tried though.
The first one doesn't suck that bad.
You know what? We're gonna make a mature game by making just on rail shooters.
And, it was a rail shooter.
Yeah, Red Steel's not a rail shooter.
And no, I know. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're mocking.
Saying that they
the
tried. I'm mocking. I'm okay. You know.
Red Steel wasn't
good try though.
Red Steel was not a bad game. I think that game got a bad rap. I thought it was actually a pretty good game.
It was okay. Everybody thought it was going to be better than it was.
Oh, really? So it had conduit syndrome before the conduit?
Okay, yeah, but no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like the conduit at all, but I thought at least they did the controls right.
Yeah, more or less.
I think the sword fighting is what let everyone down, which was weird, because I think people thought it was going to be a bigger part of the game than it was, and it was not a big part of the game at all.
But in the next game, right. It is a big part.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think people have to realize that unless you're a fucking Jedi, guns don't work so well. Again, or swords don't work so well against guns.
Yeah, but the way
they're doing it in the next one, nobody uses guns.
The way they're doing it in the next one, it looks awesome. Where?
How are they doing it in the next one?
Everybody's primary weapon is a sword, and there's gunplay as well. But there's a hot button that you can switch between, so you can like slice somebody and then shoot at them, and you can combine your attacks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool. Really cool. And
so it's like Bayonetta.
Yeah, it's Bayonetta.
Or Devil May Cry. Well,
it's Bayonetta. You play as a boy. It's Bayonetta.
There you go. So that looks fun. What else?
I think that's it for the year.
We've named every good game coming out in 2010.
Emails of 2010.
No, there's some other other games. Battlefront 3, TimeSplitters 4.
How about Arkham Asylum 2? Is that this year?
Probably not.
Do we know yet?
Oh no! Yes, it is this year.
Yeah,
that's what they said. That one looks probably cool because you're out in the world.
Oh, just for holiday season.
Right. I really like it.
The first
one didn't look that good to me.
I played the demo, and the demo was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Didn't look that good.
The game's great.
Chase is mad at me because I got it, but I returned it to Walmart.
Why?
Why?
That's what I said.
Oh, I can't say online because it's a secret.
He cheated the system.
The secret tie-in game.
He bought it for $5 less and returned it to Walmart and cheated the system and got $5 extra for $5 he went through all that trouble.
Wait,
better watch out.
How did he get
$5?
No, Toys R Us was doing their buy one get one half off deal, and so I got New Super Mario Brothers Wii for $25, and I figured I would get a game that I could play if I couldn't return it, so I got Batman, but fortunately I was able to return it. So, basically I just ended up with Mario for half off, so I'm very happy with that purchase.
So why didn't you do it twice?
Because I didn't have that much money in my bank account.
Yeah, you know what you are? Frugal.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry for being that way.
The Asian calling the Jew frugal.
Right, exactly.
That, my friend, that's what makes it.
So an Asian and a Jew walk into
a podcast,
and they go to a gas station.
And the Asian calls a Jew frugal.
No, they go to buy a box of frugals.
And then the room erupts.
they go to buy a box of frugals. It's like a chip, but you can put it on your finger.
Big like Lots used to be called McFrugals here. Dude. I hated that so
McFrugals,
much.
McFrugals? That sounds like somebody making fun of... Yeah. Never mind.
Well, in California, it was Pick and Save. I like that name way better. And then in Arizona, when I moved to Arizona, it's like McFrugals.
That's what I call my guitar style, Pick and Save.
So making fun of the Irish?
Now it's all Big Lots, which is really stupid.
Heidi, McFrugals.
And it had really annoying commercials.
Never forget The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. We'll miss you, buddy. You're the real Irish guy that we love. Oh, man, that's so depressing. Yeah. Emails.
I'm with Coco. I'm with fucking
Well, congratulations. Coco. You're on a ship that's sinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know
what? You should be like Michael Bay and add a stupid scene where you're like, it's been an honor playing with you, gentlemen. Let's continue playing our violins while we all die.
That was not Michael Bay.
Sorry. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. I meant James Cameron. James Cameron's becoming Michael Bay with all of his crappy movies. Avatar and Titanic.
Someone was saying, I don't know how true it is, that
unfortunately,
a sequel to Avatar.
Yeah, he's making two sequels to Avatar. It's gonna be a trilogy.
Right.
Oh man, I can't wait. I'm so glad that they're spending that much money.
I hope the original trilogy is better than the prequel trilogy
of Avatar.
Is he making a Titanic 2 and 3 also?
Probably.
Well, he's already made them in IMAX 3D.
There you go.
Okay, so let's go. Let's get on to reader mails. Hey, email us your best games of 2010.
There we go.
What games are you looking
for?
Word two.
We got some good emails. Apparently, our audience likes some abuse. You know, started yelling at them. We got some responses. Good stuff. Thank you guys. All right, so I'm gonna read one from David West. Hi guys. Since you guys are always talking, asking for emails.
Oh, give out his full email address.
Don't do it.
I finally decided to send one your way. I recently found the link to your podcast on the Spoony Experiment website, so I decided to have a listen. I started back on episode 7 and listened all the way up to your latest episode. That's pretty impressive.
This email is really long, Adam. Don't keep taking breaks.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'll read it really fast. I think that you guys are pretty good. I like the fact that you deliver gaming news and things like that with a good sense of humor and aren't boring when you do so. One suggestion I would have is maybe you guys could... Many of you guys should play that cool music you play in the beginning of the podcast in the background quietly while you guys talk about things. That would be cool to hear.
All right, slow down, Adam. You're stumbling now.
Adam...
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
All of the hosts are really cool and funny. The only thing I don't like is that Alex is very boring sometimes, and he goes on too long about certain things.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you.
I don't really think he's a good host. Sorry, just giving my honest opinion.
Fuck you.
I like Matt and Nick. They are hilarious, but what happened to Laura? It was nice to get a girl's opinion on things when she was around, but I noticed that she had been gone in the last few episodes. I listen to a ton of gaming podcasts, and you guys are up there with my favorites. That's pretty impressive. Thank you.
What's his email address?
If there's one thing I could suggest to you guys that I've noticed, it's that the last few episodes you guys seem to get off track easily. Welcome to, us.
Yeah.
And as a listener, that is really annoying and makes me want to not listen as much. Maybe try to keep your podcast structured a little better. And another thing is that, especially on episode 17, there are way too many people talking at once, and I couldn't understand what was going on. I actually didn't want to listen to that episode all the way through because I couldn't understand who was talking or what you guys were talking about. Sorry, it's just that I listen to a ton of gaming podcasts, and I like things about them is always to stick to the same formula every week. And I think that is a good thing. They have the same hosts on, the same segments. That way the listeners know what to look forward to. I noticed that you guys had good structure to your podcast for a few episodes, and then that seemed to go away for a few. Thanks for reading my email. It was very long. You're welcome. I will keep listening, David W.
Okay. I just want to say...
Hey. Wait, can I answer this email?
Can I answer this email?
You're going to make it really boring, though.
I also think Laura might have written this one.
I'm just going to... It's like four words.
I suspect that Laura writes all these emails. But I really think she might have written this one, because she specifically asked what happened to her, and she hated Alex. Seems too much like her.
Hey. Hey, Danny boy.
His name is David.
Fuck
David.
You.
David, Alex. Come
on. Danny.
All
right,
all fucking white people look the same. Anyway. Fuck you. Fuck your mom. Fuck your dog.
That was more than four words.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Alex,
David, thank you.
You think I'm fucking boring. You know what that fucking email we just read? Longest.
Thank you for writing in, David.
I do want to say...
Did you do spell check at least?
No.
Did he at least spell check
the
damn
did.
Thing?
He
yeah,
everything
it's punctuated very nicely.
There are periods, you know.
There's
parentheses.
What is this, a fucking English essay?
It's good. Thank
it's
you.
A fucking... Look. Buddy, look.
You were about to yell at him for
buddy,
poor grammar.
All right, Jiminy Cricket over here. Shut the fuck up.
He's not talking.
We're not going to have structure anymore. All right? We're not going to do this structure shit. You know why? Because everybody else fucking
yeah,
does
it. Okay. I really want to say a serious comment on the structure thing is that, I mean, I thought the whole point of this, like podcasting as opposed to radio and stuff, is that you're giving freedom. I don't know why you would want to listen to a structured...
Oh, I think we...
fucking... Hey, buddy.
We kind of have a structure,
nobody's
but what
nobody's
that
putting
even
a fucking gun
context?
Your head to listen
yeah.
to the entire episode.
We have
everybody talk at once. That's a good idea.
I think...
Yeah, let's... That, you know what? I'm going to... Let's piss this
Alex,
guy
shut
off.
Up.
You know what?
Shut up.
Hey, you know what I think is that...
Alex, yeah. you talk about something really boring. Talk about science, and I'll just yell over you. In a really unstructured, free-flowing, kind of jazzy way.
No, that's for our avant-garde cast.
Oh, my God.
Chase, what were you going to say?
What's up? I was just...
He's cracking wise.
Just adding to the nonsense. All
right. Episode 17, about that episode, I'd like to say.
Great episode.
That kind of just happened because everybody had friends over.
That was a classic episode, though. It's one of my top 17.
I apologize
of the first 17.
If it was too hard to understand.
It was.
We won't have that many voices at once. It was crazy, but
we'll just be louder to fix that problem.
And more obnoxious.
I think that the last two have been a little more on point. So hopefully you enjoy them.
Yeah.
All right. Care. So this next one came from Ajax Cole.
This one's
bad. I listened to your.
Hold on. Before you read this, can you tell us what size font and what font?
It looks like Comic Sans.
It is.
In size 50 points.
It's really big font. I listened to your last episode 18. Why are you guys playing a game while doing a podcast? Capital PODC, lowercase.
POD.
No, it's a POD cast.
What is the point? Your listeners with no I. So I guess it's
listeners.
Can't see what you're doing.
Apparently our listeners are autistic too.
I hate your last episodes. They're boring, and I hope you guys get better. Like before.
No, before.
Number four.
It's the prequel to the G4 network.
Like in Bingo, B4.
Oh, Bingo. It's me.
Oh.
Great. Okay, I'm going to field the first part of this one.
Go for it.
I listened to your last episode 18 as opposed to our first episode 18. that doesn't make too much sense. And to everybody out there who writes us emails, you're killing the English language with spelling your. Never mind. It's annoying.
It's a great Comic Sans. Everyone, Comic Sans is the favorite font.
I feel like a character is shouting this at me while he's like fighting some sort of villain.
When you go on whatever that weed email address I made up earlier.
Bluntspot.bongs.
you can only type in Comic Sans
or Papyrus. That's the avatar font. Papyrus, that's the font of James Cameron.
So exotic.
Papyrus.
Right.
All right.
Next one comes from Lana K. This is a response to our games as art. Video games are a form of art. Anything that's created is art. The video game characters, scenery, or the way the game is played can express the uniqueness of a video game creator. Art can be expressive, and you can express yourself through the creation of your video game.
Thank you for stating that so matter-of-factly, Lana K.
Thanks for completely ignoring what the entire fucking topic
No, and then it
was.
Says here, P.S. Alex is the most boring piece of crap I've ever had to listen to.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that a lot of people...
Oh, what a cunt.
Well, okay. No, that adds to what I was saying for the most of the podcast, where I was saying that there is an artistry to making video games.
Yeah, but the other thing is there's no video game creator. There's like 80 video game creators on every video game.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were talking about less about, the artistry of games games as an art.
That's
form.
Right.
We
were. That's what I'm saying.
You know, if you can't even fucking listen to the episode
and get
the topic down.
He's so angry.
I like this.
I think that was a nice email.
I'm fucking drunk right now, okay?
I liked that email. Thank you very much for that email.
That was a stupid email. Don't write in again.
It was good. She responded to her topic. It was very good.
Next time you write
her mind.
Next time you come into this,
very
people are actually reading.
Next time you
don't die,
Alex. I can just imagine you with your laptop in front of you, but you're holding it because you're stumbling down a street with a beer in your hand and you're vomiting in mailboxes. And
I don't know.
I'm like Charles Xavier trying to walk downstairs.
Your comments are so boring.
Yeah, Alex seriously shut the fuck up.
Okay, so Lana, thank you for writing in.
Lana Lang.
But we were talking more about not the creation, not the process of making video games, not just because you make a drawing of a video game character who's eventually going to be in a game, that doesn't necessarily make it art. I do agree with you that if somebody says something is art, this is my personal opinion, if somebody says it's art, then it is art. Maybe it's not art to me, but it's art to that person, and then can be called art just because that one person says it is so. But we were talking about more of like video games as a medium and video games as a whole being a form of art and not necessarily like the, you know, the drawings, the characters, the story.
The art within the whole. It is
the what?
The art that goes
into
the
your hole.
Yeah. The art you cram into the hole. No, the artwork, the artistry that goes into making the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's video game as its own freestanding art.
The next guy
form.
That emailed is like the same
exact thing. Yeah, he says basically the same thing. So Matt, sorry if I mispronounce this.
It's
Bruning.
It's Bruning. Nobody cares. I believe.
Okay. The answer is of course they are, but here's why. A few people are aware that the average time Few people are aware that the average time it takes a company like Bungie or Rockstar to develop a game is about 3 to 4 years.
I think everyone's aware of that, you retard.
I think everybody does know that. Gosh, now, sure, if you think that all games are
going... It's a regular trick over here.
your shtick of making fun of the emails is funny.
All right,
are answering our questions. Like, we asked them to send these in.
I know, so I can call them retards. That's all there is. I just want more people to call retards.
Now, if you think about all that goes into making a game, you can divide most of it into two areas. The people that write the code, test the game physics, and fix in-game bugs is one aspect of it. But the other aspect, and this is where the art comes in, is a whole team of designers and artists responsible for developing the concept of the game. This means designing characters, bad guys, environments, clothing, weapons, and even how they should all talk and move. These things don't just fall from the sky. They are carefully modeled by a team of artists in designing a game with a certain look and feel that's able to draw the playing into that world is absolutely an art form that's labored over intensely. That's basically saying the same thing, you know, process.
That, and I think you have to understand, just because you put a lot of work into something does not make it art.
Right. And just because, just because you make something that is traditionally called art, like if you make a painting, if you make a drawing, if you take a photograph, that doesn't make it art automatically.
No, I think that, most of these people are missing the point that we made where, we're not arguing that there's not artists creating the game and using their specific art forms to add to the game. We're talking about the final product being its own medium of its own art form, a unique way. It's something that only video games can do. At the moment, they're borrowing storytelling. Yeah, what makes it its own art?
Yeah, but I just want to say...
What separates it from...
Now I'm arguing against that. I don't think any part of video games are art. Video games are for stupid babies that live in their basements, or mom's basement.
Well, considering... considering to this podcast, apparently...
Hey, guys.
Oh, come on.
I don't play video games. I only, like, have sex with girls.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Hey, can somebody write us in... everyone write us in your age. and if you're over 18, a pic.
Age, sex,
just
location.
Snap a pic. Pick of the good parts. Take
and if you would like your email address being read online.
Yeah, say including your email if you want your email address to be read for everyone to hear. But also because our average listener base seems to be
sorry, Kenzia,
12 years old and a couple of trigs. And
it's the trigs of the trade.
I don't want to just say everyone's stupid, but either that or they're babies. So, are you guys stupid or are you babies? And what does that say about us, that the only people who listen to us
are
stupid babies?
You know, old people babies.
Old babies. Back
old, stupid babies.
Yeah. I think the art question in particular is a hard question to ask. And
of course.
We don't want to get back into the stupid
art
thing.
You really need to know enough about art. And I think most people...
But see, even saying that is kind of, you know, negating the question.
Okay, can I just read the next one?
I think
one?
Most people don't understand it. I don't think they understand what the question
the
really is.
The next one's from Judy Bloom.
And
it's the exact same thing.
Video games are definitely a form of art. Not the most conventional type of art, but definitely art. Think about how many blueprints are drawn up for the scenery. Lots of blueprints. They're just drawing up blueprints all the time.
God.
Characters, etc.
Pages and pages of blueprints.
Also, they run through so much blue ink drawing up those video games. Because they don't just make blue pieces of paper. You have to color the whole thing. Also on the computer, the artist, in parentheses, draws everything out.
Single quotes.
I don't know why you wrote it like that. Judy Blume never write us back.
The artist keyword there. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, now back to our friend.
Those must have been the air quotes.
Can we go back to our friend Kenzia?
Yes, Kenzia sent us a piece of fan art. So, from Kenzia. Dear podcast, I feel sorry you guys haven't had any fan art yet, so I attached one. It took my almost an hour, so I hope you enjoyed it. I just bought Photoshop and decided to try it out. I don't know what you guys look like, but please don't send pictures to this email. Send them to blah, blah, blah. Looking forward, what? Thanks, bye.
But I like how the...
Wait, looking forward, like she has an outlook on the future, is what she's telling us? Well, that's good, Kenzie.
She's
thank
a
you.
Psychic.
Well, she, she... Why are we assuming it's a she? I don't know.
Because, I don't know, Kenzia sounds like a girlfriend. Kenzia, if you're not a girl, let us know.
She or he...
We're probably offending this person. Or
sent us an email from the same email address that they said not to send it back our pictures back to. So, I'm definitely going to send him a bunch of pictures.
No, that's her dad's account, and he's not allowed to get pictures.
Okay, so let me describe this picture for everyone to see.
It says Zelda...
Well, okay, imagine a bunch of... Smurfs. Like, Smurfs went out on the town.
In blackface.
No, hold on. They all fell in the stables when they were going to get their horses. They fell in the piles of horse crap in the stables. And then a horse peed on their hats. And there's just yellow and brown Smurfs. And then they went to a rave.
Somebody slipped some PCP.
And the walls got all curvy. And then they all smoked a bunch of metal joints. And then the rightmost Smurf in this picture has no arms and also no metal joint. He's just there. He's a stick figure. And two of the Smurfs aren't Smurfs at all. They actually just are black guys with party hats. And they seem to have some white stuff on their hands. We all know what that is, am I right?
It's frosting. They were dunking their hands in the cake that's off the screen.
Yeah.
You can't see the screen.
And the everything basically has kind of like
and Patty mayonnaise is hanging out on the left.
It's kind of like... Okay, imagine you told someone that you had something called the Zelda Working Title Podcast.
No, a Zelda Working Pod Title Cast.
And this person that you told that to was an 8-year-old who just discovered what a computer in MS Paint is. And this... This 8-year-old also looked like a chubby Asian, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's enough. I'm cutting you off.
But thank you for sending this in, because it is, you know, one of maybe
it is.
Two or three pieces of fan art we have.
Well, Kenzie is the only person who sent in the art, other than that one that was not really somebody.
Yeah, no, Kenzie, this is definitely a step up. Thank you for putting me so much. I mean, you're not very talented. But thank you for putting the time.
She just got Photoshop.
Yeah,
you know,
you can't be.
She's got to break it in.
You can't be a Photoshop master.
The learning curve is pretty steep.
Could use some more difference clouds and Saran wrap, or plastic wrap.
May I suggest opening Photoshop instead of MS Paint? Yeah.
It's definitely better than Leonard or whoever sent in. I can't remember his name.
Well, what was that picture? I didn't even.
I don't
see
know.
It.
I think this is a Shoop, guys. I can tell from the pixels, and I've seen a lot of it in my day.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah? It's definitely a modified picture of one of those group shots we have.
Yeah.
I mean, she was probably using the one pixel.
Can somebody make a reenactment photo using... Well, Kenzie, if you can do this, we'll send you pictures of us.
And if you can
recreate this image... Using actual pictures.
I'll send
of
you
us.
Something.
Yeah, we'll give you a gift.
That's some good practice.
Hey, I want to say genuinely thank you for sending us fan art, because nobody else has ever done it.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep practicing. Send
and
us
I hope you don't get offended, because that's what Matt does. Matt makes fun of everybody's emails. So.
That's not true.
I hope you feel honored.
That's true.
Because he doesn't.
Not everyone gets a chance to get made fun.
Right. You know? Especially so brutally.
Especially by a stranger on the internet in public.
Right. Matt is the authoritative force of, you know, Photoshop.
Yeah, I got my master's in Photoshop, so.
from Podcast University.
No, it's Lens Flare Community College.
Oh, excuse me. Gaussian, yeah. Gaussian blur.
Well, rubber stamp right, university.
So that's all our emails, and I think that is actually more than like we've gotten total before this.
Thank you, listeners.
So good job, guys. Good, you know, keep sending them in.
Thank you for sending us emails, and fuck you to all you people.
Only the ones who don't like Alex.
Okay,
he's joking.
Contact
he
information.
I'm fucking drunk.
WTPodcast@gmail.com. I'm sorry. I was
that
taking your job.
That would be our email.
Go, Adam. Start from the beginning. They didn't hear me.
I'm going. Okay. There's two sites, two links to our board. You can go to tinyurl.com/workingtitle or the long one, ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Our email is wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. We are ZeldaWTPodcast. And our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. Oh, and I always forget this. If you guys find us on iTunes, please write us a review.
We got one rating now.
Us, you know. We did.
The last I checked, there could be more now. Who knows?
Said, really? There's a bearded jerk who keeps making fun of my emails.
How would they couldn't hear my beard? We have a bunch of daredevils.
Email topic. Are you a daredevil? Send us in some pics of you sensing with your blindness what the world looks like.
Yeah.
Wait, are you a trig? Cool. Are you a trag? Are you a track?
If you're
send in some pics.
If you're over,
what are you?
If you're over 18 and you're blind, show us, reading your braille, if you know what I mean. Filling your bumps and
if
lumps.
If you could be one of Sarah Palin's relatives, would you be trig, track, or trip?
Or trunk.
Or
trift.
Or trog.
Oh, man!
Are you trog?
We did get a review. We got 5-star.
Yes. You guys are welcome.
You
that was me.
You guys should actually talk about Zelda-like dungeons and best of...
Yeah.
And what? You guys should actually talk about Zelda like dungeons and best of and stuff like that.
I would say that we talk we actually talk about Zelda. I wouldn't say that we don't like non
we were going to talk about the Zelda timeline, but we like
and
we
that's
try
to be a very angry topic once we
oh,
get
yeah.
to it.
Try to be
we,
fair.
We're trying,
angry.
We try to space our Zelda topics out because we are, you know, not just about Zelda.
Yeah.
We play other games.
We could be, but yeah.
Okay.
So why don't you ask if you want to hear more Zelda talk? Send us an email.
Hey, that's a good idea.
If you want to
what
hear
Sarah
less Zelda
Palin
talk.
Relative?
If you went
in the next
Sarah
Zelda game,
Palin, if Sarah Palin was a villain in Zelda, which one would she be?
Which
if
one of
she
the
was
babies
to be a
would
boss
she throw
in the labyrinth?
If you want Alex to die of alcohol poisoning on air,
keep sending your emails.
We still haven't gotten any New Year's resolutions, so...
WTPodcast@gmail.com.
Some of those in.
So, good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night and good luck.
Thank you guys for listening to our 20th episode.
20th anniversary.
And yeah. So, thanks, Alex, Chase, Matt,
you're
Nick,
welcome. I'm the only one who said that, Adam. Just remember that.
What? You're
never
welcome.
Forget.
I was the only one who
never
said...
Never forget.
Thank you.
Good night.
Oh.
Never forget, guys, to tune into Zach and Cody weekdays at 12:22 a.m. Never forget, you know, to tune in. I love you.
And with that, we leave you till next time. Goodbye, people. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye, everybody.
Final Fantasy.
The band of the game.
My favorite note to end on is A minor.
A minor's a note?
That's not a note, jackass.
Hey, shut up, you're so boring.
Okay, can we stop recording now?